Now this animal is very clean.
Yeah.
But the priest look at it, this is not clean. Mm. You say, sir, but this is clean. There's no spot. Say, I have told you this animal is not okay. Mm. You see the point? Mm. And you start arguing with him. You say, step out of the line. Next person. That's it. Then somebody will come and tell you, go to that place where they are selling. You should buy from there. Mm. They will accept it.
Clean.
You see the point now? Meanwhile, who is selling that thing there?
The priest.
See the point. So you go there, they will say, ah, this is your own, it's not good. Really. Let's give you, you understand, a good one. We'll give you this one. Then you add 1,000 on top of it. And then now take that one and go. So they will collect your own, collect your money, and then give you their own. Once you bring that one, they accept it. And then they keep the animal. So they have now collected an extra sheep, extra money. And that's it. So this is what is true. When you get into the temple and look at the whole place, you see, you know, just like the sheep market will pass. That's how, inside the temple. That's the way it was. Then you go to the other side, you see bureau the change. You have bureau the change here.
Mm.
Yeah? Money changers. Mm. Good.
Mm.
What was that? When you know
coffee or one?
No, no problem. No problem.
Do you want to drink coffee?
No, no, no.
Milk.
No, later.
Later. It's okay, we relax. Okay, she's already prepared. Okay, let her be putting it, no problem. Let her be moving it. You know? So, you know, then the money, so, you know, there are Jews that live
in
different parts of the world. So, you know, when
Hallelujah.
So, when Jews from different parts of the world come to Jerusalem to keep the feasts. You know, the Bible says God told Israel, say three times in a year, all your male must appear before me.
Three times.
At the feast of Passover, at the feast of Pentecost, and at the feast of Tabernacles. So that, you know, so from all over the world they will come. Now some of them are living in other countries with different currencies. Mm-hmm. You understand?
Yeah.
Now, normally, every Jew was to pay what they call temple tax. You bring, it's a tax, every adult Jew, once you're up to 20 years, you pay the tax to the temple. So, when you now come with your money, they will tell you that... So, they will tell you...
It's already prepared.
Well, yeah, it's okay.
Take a stamp.
Yeah.
So they will tell you that God does not accept foreign currency. Mm-hmm. You understand? So you have to change it to Jewish money.
Mm-hmm.
Then they will change it at a very, very high rate.
Yeah, high rate.
You understand the point now? Yeah? So in the, in other words, they are now making money out of you. So if you bring maybe like timbre. You must change it to like normally timbre is 1 naira. Okay? Mm-hmm. It says now 1,000 bro. If you like, go. If you don't like, go. If you want to sacrifice to give God money, God really accepts shekel.
Yeah.
You see the point? Mm. So if you want now, you change it at that very high rate. Mm. They carry the money into their pocket.
Bring
it. This, what is this? Water.
Whatever it is.
Okay. Okay, tea.
Bring
which one?
Bring.
There is green tea.
Green tea, mommy.
Green tea. Okay. So, you know, so this was
green tea.
That was going on in the temple.
Yeah.
Yes.
No, what
is that? Jesus. Normal tea. Green tea. Go on, when you
sorry, but not that one.
So, you know, this was the business that was going on in the temple.
Go ahead.
I'm sorry, I'm distracted. That's why.
Go ahead.
Praise God. So, this was what was going on in the temple. And so when Jesus came, he went at them. I said, you can't do business in my father's house. Mm-hmm. This place was not meant for business. Mm-hmm. It was meant for prayer.
Yeah.
You see? Mm-hmm. So he drove everybody out, carried the tables upside down, took the pigeons, released them.
Yeah.
You know? Mm-hmm. So they were selling pigeons or doves. Mm-hmm. Okay? Doves, yeah. And it was, dove represents the anointing. Yes. Making business out of it, selling. The whole place was just business. Mm. So you will get into the temple, it was a noisy place. Mm. And the person who comes to pray will not be able to pray. He will go to this corner. Go to the other corner.
Business.
Everywhere. Mm. So he drove everybody. Mm. I said, stop that. Mm. You know? Now the next time he did that thing was at the end of his ministry. Mm-hmm. The first time was at the beginning. The other time was when he came into Jerusalem. When he came into Jerusalem for after the triumphant entry. You know?
Yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm. You know, and they put a horse for him and he rode into Jerusalem. Okay. The moment he came to Jerusalem, he went straight to the temple. Took a whip again. You know the difference.
Okay.
The first time he said, this house, you have made it a house of merchandise.
Merchandise. Yes.
But the next time, the last time he said, you have made it a den of what now? Thieves and robbers.
Yes.
You know, the situation had gotten very bad. Yes. Mm. Mm.
All right.
Yeah. Please, brother, I have to make a request. Can the woman come? I want them to be part of this world.
Yeah.
Let them stop. Let them stop this service.
Okay.
Let's share this world. Everybody needs it.
Mm. Yes.
Let them stop all the service.
Yes.
You see, Mary and Martha.
Yes.
You understand the point? So let Martha stop.
Stop.
Sure.
And let Mary come.
Yes.
Please.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Yes. Yes.
May God bless you.
Praise God. It's good to serve.
Yes.
It's very important, but it's more important to hear the word.
Yes.
Much more important. That's what Jesus said.
Yes.
So he ate the food that Martha prepared.
Yes.
But he said Mary has chosen the better part.
And no one can take
tonight,
it from her.
Let us choose the better part.
Amen.
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 So, you know, so that was the situation. So at the later part of that, you know, immediately after that, he went to the temple and drove out the money to that. You know, so in the beginning, when the church was born, remember, the first time that whip was shown was there was a man named Ananias and Sapphira. That was the first time they tried to do business with God, and the whip came. Now the church is in the final part of the season.
He puts unity
inside it.
Praise the Lord. So we're in the final part of it. This is the last time. He is about to bring the whip again. And it's going to be very terrible. You see? It's going to be very, very terrible. He's moving, he's going to move into the churches. And if that time somebody died, this time many people. You see? Why? Because the house of God, God has a plan and a program for his church. And it is not business. Man. You understand the point? It's not business. You see, there was a time in during the days of Eli. Eli had two sons. Their names were Hophni and okay, they don't understand English. Okay, come now, you can translate this. Praise God.
Translate.
Okay, yes, so that's good. So Eli had two sons.
Eli was the judge of Baruch.
Their names were Hophni and Phinehas. And these young men are the type of the kind of ministry that we see in the church
today.
They were pure businessmen. So they had this arrangement. If somebody brings an offering of an animal to the temple, they put the animal inside water to boil. Normally the priest wait when the animal has boiled, they put a whip. Whatever the whip
is,
the young man wouldn't be able to boil. They said, give it to me now or I take it by force. So they brought a bad reputation to the temple of God. Young girls will come to church to pray. And this young man will go to the
temple.
So people did not want to bring their daughters to church again. So God had to raise up a ministry, a prophetic voice, to say, I'm going to judge this matter. What I'm going to do, the ears of him that hear it will tingle. That's how God raised up someone. Today God is raising up a Samuel voice. Samuel was a small boy. Now Eli was the priest. But Eli's ears have become closed. Eli's eyes have become dim. He could no longer hear God. Today in the church, there is a closing of the eyes, there is a dimness of the ears. But God is raising up a Samuel to bring a warning to the church. I am about to judge the church. My name has been spoiled. My name has been messed
up.
I have come to clear my name. Many things have been done in my name. I want to show creation. These people are giving a wrong image of me. So when you say God, worship God, people are saying, no.
እግዚአብሔርን ስናመልክ ሰዎች እግዚአብሔርን ማምለካችን እንዲያውቁ እንጂ አይ እንዲህ አይነት ሰውማ መሆን አያስፈልግም የሚሉን መሆን የለብንም። ጌታ ስም ብሎ
ነው። We go back again to John the Baptist.
እስቲ ወደ መጥምቁ ዮሐንስ እንመለስ።
John was pointing men to Christ.
ዮሐንስ ሰዎች ኢየሱስ ላይ እንዲያተኩሩ ነበር የሚጋብዘው። ወደ ኢየሱስ ያጸይ ነበር።
Our ministry was pointing to Christ.
ለዚህ የኛ ማገልግሎት ሰዎችን ወደ ክርስቶስ መምራት ማሳየት አለ።
ለራሳችንን
አይደለም ማሳየት ያለው።
When you see a minister to always tell people me.
ዛሬ ግን በዘመናችን አገልግሎት እኔን ብቻ ራስን ማሳየት።
It's a wrong ministry.
ይሄ የተሳሳተ አገልግሎት
ነው። Don't follow it.
አትከተሉ እንደ አይነት።
And this was why God said.
እግዚአብሔር ይሄን እንደሚለው
John the Baptist is greater.
ከዮሐንስ መጥምቁ ትልቅ ነው አለ ከሱ።
Today the church we see great men are those who do miracles.
ዛሬ በቤተ ክርስቲያን ዘንድ ባገልግሎት ትልቅ የሚባሉ ታምር አድራጊ ሰዎች ናቸው።
These are the people everybody is running after.
ሰዎች ሁሉ ይሮጡላቸዋል ወደነሱ ይከተሏቸው።
As far as God is concerned.
እግዚአብሔር ይታደግ።
A great man is one who points men to Christ.
ወገኖቼ በእግዚአብሔር ዘንድ ግን ትልቅ እንደ መጥምቁ ዮሐንስ ወነተኛውን ክርስቶስን የሚያሳይ።
God says my thoughts are not your thoughts.
ያገር ሐሳብ ያጣጣለ።
My ways are not your ways.
መንገደም እንደ መንገዳቸው አይደለም።
The heavens are higher than the earth.
ሰማይ ከምድር እንደሚርቅ።
That's how my thoughts are higher than your
thoughts. እንዲሁ ነው ሐሳቤ ከሐሳባችሁ ርቋል አለ።
So go back again to the parable.
እንመለስ ወደ ምሳሌ።
So when I reviewed that parable again.
ይህን ምሳሌ ተቀበል ስናረገው
actually we started with the parable.
Yes,
that Jesus, you know, told the disciples.
Jesus Christos dekama zamurtin dibul astamare.
He said that a man planted a vineyard.
And so yoyina bota neberech wala geta Jesus.
And he did three things to that vineyard.
Beza boyin bota lay sos negoroch yaregal.
The first thing he built a wall round about the vineyard.
Yemejemerya አጠራጠረ ዙሪያውን ገነባ።
And we also say that that vineyard is me as an individual and us as the church.
እንደ ግለሰብ ያዩይነ ቦታ እኔ ነኝ እንደ ቤተክርስቲያን ደግሞ ሁላችንም ማለት ነው።
Because every time we come to the church.
ነጥም በእያንዳንዱ ወቅት ሰው ወይንን ሲተከል
the intention is that to harvest the fruit of that vineyard.
ወይንም የሚተክልበት አላማ አለ ፍሬ ለማግኘት ነው።
That's the purpose, isn't it?
አላማው ይሄደን አንድ ሰው ወይንን ሲተከል
mango tree now.
ማንጎ ተሪ ቢተከል
my plan is to rip the fruit of that tree.
ያይ ተከልኩት ነው ማንጎ ጥሩ የሆነ ፍሬ ለማግኘት ነው።
When I am planting the mango,
ማንጎ ስተከል
inside my mind,
በአይምሮ ባሳቤ
I am seeing the fruit.
ፍሩቱን ነው ማፍሬው
ከተከል that's what my plan is.
እቅዴ ያ ነው ዛሬ ስተከለው ነገ ፍሬውን አገኛለሁ ብዬ።
God is like that.
እግዚአብሔርም ልክ እንደዛው ነው።
God always looks at the end.
እግዚአብሔር የመጨረሻ ግባችንን ሁሉ ዛሬ ላይ ሆኖ ያሳያል ያ
he put a wall round about that.
ስለዚህ በዛ በወይነ እርሻ ዙሪያ አጠራጠረ.
Now this wall is a form of a defense.
በተለያየ ሁኔታ
it is to protect that vineyard from the enemy.
ጠላት ወደዛ ወደ ወይነ ቦታ እንዳይገባ ነው እኮ የሚያገለግለው አጥሩ.
You see, when God created man,
እግዚአብሔር ሰውን ሲፈጥረው
he put him in a garden.
በኤደን ገነት አረው.
He also put a protection round about it.
ጠበቃ በዛ ዙሪያ በኤደን ገነት ማስቀመጣለህ.
What he says, anyone who breaks the hedge
ያንን አይነት ትእዛዝ ሲሽር የሰው ልጅ
the serpent will bite him.
ስለዚህ ያ ሰይጣን የተባለው ይወደቀው ያገኘዋል.
So the enemy comes to tempt you.
ይመጣና ይፈትናችኋል.
He cannot come in until you open the door for him.
በር እስካልከፈታችሁ አይገባም ስከፍቱ ነው የሚመጣ.
If it has said no stop it.
ያው አትገባም የሚለው ካለ
ያው ራቢን እንደው
አይገባም አለቀለት እዛ.
So God put him in one box created man there was a protection.
ስለዚህ እግዚአብሔር ሰው ሲፈጥረው በጥበቃ ውስጥ በከለላ ውስጥ አድርጎ
the church also has a protection.
የተክርስቲያንም ጥበቃ አለ።
When the devil wanted to attack Job
ኢዮብን መጣና ሰይጣን ሊያጠቃው ሲፈልግ
he told God have you not built a hedge around about
ምን እንዳለው ታውቃላችሁ አንተ እኮ አጥር ሆነህለት አለ።
You see today
ዛሬ
God has a hedge around about us.
እግዚአብሔር ወገኖቼ በዙሪያችን አጥር እንደሆነ
ለምንድን ነው ኮሪስቶስ ብሪታን ደህ
ጠላታችን ግን ያንን አጥር ጥሶ ለመግባት ነው የሚሞክረው።
Sometimes our lifestyle breaks the hedge.
አንዳንዶቻችን ደግሞ የራሳችን የህይወት ዘይቤ አኗኗራችን ይሆናል አጥሩን ጥሶ እንዲገባ ምን ፈቅድለት።
Praise the name of the Lord.
ጌታ ይመስገን።
So now secondly
ለተኛ
there was a watchtower.
تلك هنا جنبدا مو يسربت ميتا.
Okay. Now, in spiritually speaking, a watchtower is a place of prayer and watching.
تملكتو هي مالت كفي على بوتا عندما ما عينت عندما سلال بتأم كفي على بوتا.
And I will hear what he is saying to me. All of us were created with an ability to fellowship with God. To have personal communion with God.
እግዚአብሔር ጋር የተጠበቀ የግል ህብረትና ግንኙነት
to hear what God is saying to us.
እግዚአብሔር ለግል የሚለው መስማት
and to know how to respond to him.
እንዴት ደግሞ ለሱ ምላሽ መስጠት ለሰማነው እንዳለብን ለማወቅ
a tower is also a place from which you can see far.
ሌላው ደግሞ ከፍታ ቦታ ከሩቅ ለማየት ያገለግላል
and watch if the enemy is coming from afar.
ከሩቅ ስናይ ደግሞ ጠላት እንኳን የመጣ ወይ የማይመጣ እንደሆነ
God gave us that capacity.
እግዚአብሔር ያለው
to see the enemy when he's coming. So the watchman always stands on the tower.
ስለዚህ ሁሉ ጊዜ በእግዚአብሔር ዘንድ ያለንን እግዚአብሔር ያየልንን ማየት
watchman what do you see?
ስለዚህ ማሰብ አለበት ከሩቅ ምን እየታየን ነው
ብለ I see some horsemen come.
ተመልከቱ ማየት
praise the name of the Lord.
የጌታ ስም ይባረክ.
All of us have the capacity to see God and to hear God.
ወገኖቼ ሁላችንም አንድ ነገር ችሎታ በውስጣችን ገብቷል ያም እግዚአብሔርን የመስማት እግዚአብሔርን የማወቅ እግዚአብሔርን የማየት የተፈጠረው በዚህ መልኩ ነው
you do not need somebody to see for you
ሌላ ሰው ለእናንተ እንዲያያችሁ አትፈልጉ
you do not need somebody to hear for you
ስለእናንተ ሌላ እንዲሰማላችሁ አትጋብዙ
even though we can bring ministry to each other
እውነት ነው እርስ በርስ እንኳን አገል መገልገል ይኖርብን ነው ነገር ግን የእርስ በርስ አገልግሎቱም እንዳለ ሆኖ እያንዳንዳችን ግን በግል ከጌታ ጋራ ህብረታችን የጠበቀ እሱን የምንሰማ
መሆናችን
ይህንን ነገር ፓስተሬ ስላለኝ ብቻ አላደረገውም
አዳም ሴድ ኢት ዋዝ ዘ ውመን
ተመልከቱ ምክንያተኝነት አዳም ምን አለ የሰጠኝ ሴት ሷ ብላለች ይበል
እግዚአብሔር
አዳም ይቀጣ
ውመን ሴድ ኢት ዋዝ ዘ ሰርፐንት
ተመልከቱ
ጎስት ፖኒሽ ዘ ውመን
ሴቲቷንም እንደዚሁ ቀጣል አሳቹንም ቀጣው ረንገመው
so in my vineyard I have a tower
ስለዚህ ወገኖቼ በእነተኛ የወይን እርሻነታችን በወይኑ ቦታነታችን ከፍታ ላይ ሆነን እሱን የምንሰማበት እሱን የምናይበት ነገር ላይ
ወጣን first need to go off that tower
ወደዛ ከፍታ መውጣት
prayer fasting
በጾም በጸሎት
in waiting upon the Lord
ጌታን በመጠበቅ
to get the direction for my life
አቅጣጫ ለህይወታችን መቀበል
to know what I should do
ማድረግ የሚገባኝ እንዴት ደግሞ ለሚገጥመን ነገር ከጌታ ሰምተን ምላሽ መስጠት እንዳለብን ለማወቅ
praise the Lord
ጌታ ይመስገን
the third thing in that garden
ተመልከቱ እነዚህ ሁሉ ነገሮች በኤደን ገነት የምናየው
was a wine press
ብዙ ነገሮች ይሄ እንደ ወይኑ መጭመቂያ
is a place where you bring the grapes
ፍሬውን ስናገኝ
put them inside the wine press
መጭመቂያ ውስጥ እናደርገዋለን
you crush it
በዛ ውስጥ እንጨምቀዋል እናሽዋል
and wine begins to flow
እዛ ይፈሳል ወይ
now that speaks of you know some of the sufferings
ايه ተምሳሌትነቱ ስለ ክርስቶስ መከራ ስለ መካፈል
we all have to pass through
በሁላችንም ዘንድ የተለያየ ነገር ማለፍ አለ
to bring out wine in our lives
በሁላችን ዘንድ በእኛ አልፎ እነተኛው ፍሬ መታየት ወይ
Jesus said I went into the wine press you know and what did you learn
ይዳለው አለ ታየ
ስለዚህ suffering that went through for us
ስለዚህ ስለኛ ላይ ተሰቃየ
and the Bible says we are to share in his suffering
ጌታ እግዚአብሔርን በቃሉ ላይ ደግሞ በስሙ ለታምኑ ብቻ ሳይሆን መከራውንም ልትቀበሉ እንጂ ይላል
so any ministry that does not teach about the suffering
የመከራ ህይወት በክርስትና ህይወት እንዳለ የማይሰበክበት ስብከት በዘመን
ይሄው
ለተኛ አገልግሎት አይደለም
because there's a one place inside the
God ምክንያቱም ወይኑ እንደሚጨመቅ ሁሉ ፈተና አለ ስለ ክርስቶስ ዋጋ መከራ መቀበል አለ
when you see ministry are always saying God is preparing us for glory. You see that these sufferings are little compared to the glory.
Don't allow
anybody to remove the wine press.
ይችን ነገር ማንንም ከውስጣችሁ እንዳወጣ አትፈልጉ
please give me an incomplete gospel
ያልተ ሙሉ ያልሆነ ቁንጽል የሆነ ወንጌልን ማንንም አይንገራችሁ
the Paul said that the time is coming when men will not be able to endure sound doctrine
ጳውሎስ ቃላቸው እንደ ጭንቁር የሚባል ላይሆናል እግዚአብሔር ነገር የማይታገሱበት ዘመን ይመጣል ያለው ይሄ ይመስለኛል
and they will get teachers who will tell them wonderful things
ለጆሮአቸው ጥሩ ብቻ የሚያስተምራቸውን አስተማሪ የሚያበጁበት ዘመን ያለ ይሄ ይመስለኛል.
So people discover that if you talk fine things more people will come to your church.
ሰዎች ብዙ ጥሩ ነገር የምትናገሩ ከሆነ ጎርፈው ይመጡላችኋል ወደና.
If you preach the true gospel to these people.
እነተኛ ነገር መከራም አለ እንዴ ያለ ብላችሁ ብትሉ ምናልባት ጥቂት ይሆናል ወደና እንተመጡ.
And if people come not too much money will come.
ምናልባት ጥቂት ሲመጡ ደግሞ ብዙ ገንዘብ አታገኙ ይሆናል. ከነስ
Thank God for the wine press.
ነገር ግን እግዚአብሔርን አመስግኑ በእንደዚህ አይነት ውስጥ የሚያልፈውን እውነተኞችን ጌታ
ይፈልጋል።
የእውነተኛው የወይኑ ጌታ የወይኑ ባለቤት የሆነ እንዲህ አይነት ነው የሚፈልገው።
Praise the name of the Lord. So when he finished the wine press.
ስለዚህ ተመልከቱ ያ ወይን ጫማቂው ሲጨርስ
rented it out.
ይሰጣዋል ለሌላ ሸጣዋል።
He got some tenants or husbandmen and said take care of this vine.
ይጣራቸውና አገልጋዮቹን በሙሉ ወሰዱ ከዚህ ይላቸው
አንጎና ለጆን
በቃ ወኔ ወደ ጉዞ ይላል
this is my arrangement with you
ሰጣቸውና የሆኑ ባለቤት ኃላፊነት ሰጥቷቸው ሄደ
in at every harvest season
በየጊዜው በየመከሩ ወቅት
when you harvest from the vineyard
ከዛ ከሆነ አትክልት ስጠብቁ ፍሬ
give me my share
የሰጣዋቸውን ድርሻዬን ደግሞ ከእናንተ ተጠብቃለሁ ብሎ ለእያንዳንዱ እንደድርሻቸው ሰጥቷቸው ሄደ
Praise the name of the Lord.
አሜን.
Now in the year in Israel
look በእስራኤላውያን ያመት አቆጣጣር
there were 3 harvest seasons.
ሶስት የበዓል የሚያከብሩባቸው ጊዜ ታወቁ ጊዜዎች ነበሩ.
Hallelujah.
አሜን.
At each of these harvest seasons
በእነዚህ ምርት በሚሰበስቧቸው ሶስት ወቅቶች
every matured male Israelite must come to the temple at Jerusalem.
በተለይ በሳሊ ሆኑ በእግዚአብሔር ዘንድ ቁጥር ውስጥ ይገቡ የነበሩ ሰዎች ወደ ኢየሩሳሌም ከሩቅ ይመጡ ነበር.
They must come to appear before God.
በእግዚአብሔር ፊት ለመታየት የበኩራታቸውን ፍሬ ይዘው ይመጡ ነበር.
And God says, "Don't come empty-handed."
በባዶ እጃችሁ አትምጡ ይል ነበር እግዚአብሔር.
You must bring the fruit from the vineyard.
ያንን የወይኑን ፍሬ ወይም የእርሻችሁን በኩር አምጡልኝ ይል ነበር.
Now, at the first season,
የመጀመሪያው በኩር የሚሰበሰቡበት
which is the feast of Passover.
ይሄ Passover ማለት የመሻገር በዓል ነው. ፋሲካ የበዓል ምንነው መውጣት.
At Passover the Israelites harvested barley.
በዚህ በተለይ የፋሲካ በዓል በመነለው እስራኤላውያኖች ይዘው የሚመጡት ነገር
this was the grain that was harvested.
ይዘው የሚመጡት ፍሬ ነበር.
For us today Passover speaks about being born again.
ለኛ ይሄ መውጣት ማለት ዳግም መወለድ ልጅነት በእግዚአብሔር ዘንድ በክርስቶስ ማግኘት ነው ባሁን ዘመን.
This is our first encounter with God.
ይሄ ነው እግዚአብሔር ወደኛ እንዲመጣ እኛ ወደ እግዚአብሔር የምንቀርብበት ዳግም ልደት እናገኛለን በጌታ በኢየሱስ በማመን.
From that feast
ከዛ በዓል
from that harvest
ከዛ በኩር ፍሬ
who must bring God's portion and give to him.
የእግዚአብሔርን ድርሻ ያመጡና ለእግዚአብሔር ያቀርቡለታል.
This vineyard belongs to you.
ይሄ ያንተ ድርሻ ነው.
You rented it to me.
ለኔ አደራ ሰጥተህ ነበር.
You know, the Bible says you are not your own.
መጽሐፍ ቅዱስ እንዴ ነው የሚለው? እናንተ የራሳችሁ እንኳን አይደላችሁ.
You were bought with a price.
በዋጋ ተገዝታችኋል.
This vineyard belongs to God.
ስለዚህ ይሄ እኛ ለነታችን እርሻ ሁሉ የሱ ነው.
So we must bring it to God.
ስለዚህ ለእግዚአብሔር ፍሬው ማቅረብ.
When a person says he's born again,
ዳግም ተወልጃለሁ ስላለ ሰው
something about his life must show it.
ህይወቱ ውስጥ አንድ ነገር ይጀምራል.
Bible says let your light so shine before men.
ብርሃናችሁ በሰው ፊት ይብራ ይላል.
And they may see your good works.
ስለዚህ ብርሃናችሁ ይብራ ሲል ሰዎች በእናንተ መልካሙን ስራ ይዩ.
And give glory to God.
መልካሙን ስራ ደግሞ ብርሃናችሁን አይተው ለእግዚአብሔር ክብር ያምጡ.
That is part of the fruit that goes to God.
ይሄ ነው አንዱ ፍሬ ለእግዚአብሔር ምን አለ?
Look at your seed, praise God.
እግዚአብሔር ይመስገን ስለሱ ስለሱ ሲሉ ሰዎች.
God is getting fruit.
እግዚአብሔር ፍሬ ያገኛል.
We give God fruit in our worship.
ስለዚህ በአምልኳችን እግዚአብሔር ፍሬ ያገኝ ይሆን?
Now obedience to him.
በመታዘዛችን እሱ
putting him first in our decisions.
በምንወስነው ውሳኔ ቅድሚያ ቆጥረን እሱን እናረጋው ይሆን?
That's part of the fruit that we give.
ይሄ ነው አንዱ ፍሬያማነታችን
ማለት ነው። second feast
ሁለተኛው በዓል
was the feast of Pentecost.
ይሄ በዓል 50 ወይም መንፈስ ቅዱስ የወረደበት ምን ነው?
speaks about the baptism in the Holy Ghost.
ይሄ ደግሞ በአዲስ ኪዳን ስናይ በመንፈስ ቅዱስ መሞላት መጠመቅ ምን ነው?
when a person is baptized in the Holy Spirit.
ሰው በመንፈስ ቅዱስ ሲጠመቅ ሲሞላ
certain fruit must also come out of his life.
ከህይወቱ የመንፈስ ቅዱስ ፍሬ ይታያል.
There are gifts and manifestations.
ስጦታዎቹ የጸጋ ስጦታ የምንለው ይገለጣሉ.
All of them must also give glory to God, not to ourselves.
እነዛ ደግሞ በህይወታችን የሚገለጡ የመንፈስ ቅዱስ ፍሬዎች ለኛ ዝናና ክብር ሳይሆን እግዚአብሔር ማክበሪያ.
The final feast is a feast of tabernacles.
የመጨረሻው ሶስተኛው ደግሞ የማደሪያው ድንኳን የምንለው እግዚአብሔር የሚገለጥበት.
At Pentecost wheat was harvested.
ስንዴ ነበር የሚታጨደው የሚቀርበው በ በዓል 50 የምንለው ወይዬ መንፈስ ቅዱስ ወረደበት.
At the final feast of Pentecost tabernacles.
የመጨረሻው የማደሪያው ድንኳን የምንለው
it was a great harvest.
ትልቅ የአዝመራ ወቅት.
The final harvest.
የመጨረሻው የበኩር ጊዜ.
In the end of the year.
በአመቱ መጨረሻ
it was the fruit harvest.
በጣም ፍሬያማ የሆነ በኩር መሰብሰብ.
The grape, the figs, the olive, the pomegranates, all those fruits.
ማይገኝ ነገር የለም. የራው ፍሬ የወይኑ ፍሬ የተለያዩ ፍራፍሬዎች ሁሉ በአንድ ወቅት የሚሰበሰቡበት.
Today God is emphasizing the fruit of the spirit.
ስለዚህ ዛሬ የመንፈስ ቅዱስን ፍሬ እግዚአብሔር ማየት ፈለገበት ዘመን ላይ ነው.
While miracles are taking place.
ምንም እንኳን ተአምራቶች በየቦታው ያያየን ነው ብንል
ኮሴጅ ሙስሊም ካደላ ፈጥና
ትልቁ ተአምራት ግን የሰው ህይወት ተለውጦ ምሳሌ ሆኖ ሲኖር ባለቤቱን እንዴት እንደሚንከባከባል ልጆቹን እንዴት እንደሚንከባከብ እግዚአብሔር
ሲያይ
ይሄ ነው የኔ ማደሪያ የኔ መቅደስ ብሎ እግዚአብሔር ሲያይ
proud and Allah khatiman
አንዳንድ ጊዜ ግን ኩሩ ሆነን ተቆጥተን
ወይም
ደግሞ ትሁት ነን ነው
because the fruit
ስለዚህ ፍሬውን ያያል ለማጨድ ገበሬ እንደሚሄድ ፍሬውን ጌታ ከኛ እየጠበቀ ጌታ ስንብሩ.
So the problem
ችግሩ
was that the tenants in their heart wanted that vineyard.
ተመልከቱ እግዚአብሔር አደራ የሰጣቸው እነዛ የጌታ ባሪያዎች ታማኝ ሆነው ነበር ወይ?
They refused to recognize the owner of the vineyard.
የወይኑን ጌታ ዘንግተውት ነበር ረስተው ነበር.
We can live our lives as if we are the owners of our lives.
ለራሳችን ዕውቅና ሰጥተን ራሳችን ታዋቂ ለመሆን ብቻ ምን ኖር ከሆነ
without recognizing God.
እግዚአብሔርን ሳን ዕውቅና ሳንሰጠው
when you want to do something
አንድ ነገር ለማድረግ ስንፈልግ
not pray and say God should I do this.
እግዚአብሔር ሆይ በእውነት በዚህ ጉዳይ ያንተ ፈቃድ አለ ወይ ላድርገው አላድርገው ብለን መጠየቅ አለብን.
ቅድሚያ the Bible says that we should trust in the Lord with all our hearts.
እግዚአብሔር በፍጹም ልብህ በፍጹም ኃይልህ በሱ ተደገፍ በራስ ማስተዋል አትደገፍ.
Do not depend on your own understanding.
አዎ በራስ ማስተዋል አትደገፍ ይላል መጽሐፍ ቅዱስ.
In all that you do acknowledge him.
እሱን ዕውቅና የምንሰጥበት ነገር ውስጥ መግባት.
Let people know that it is not me it is God.
እኛ ስለራሳችን ከምንለው ይልቅ ሰዎች እግዚአብሔር በእኛ እንዳለ እንዲያውቁ ማለት.
The things that we do must do it for the glory of God.
እናደርጋቸው ነገሮች ስለራሳችን ሳይሆን እግዚአብሔርን የሚያከብሩ ለእግዚአብሔር ክብር ብለን ማድረግ.
This is the part of the fruit that God wants for us.
ሄኖ እግዚአብሔር በመንፈሱ ፍሬ ከኛ የሚፈልገው ማለት.
So what the tenant said no we will not give it.
ለዚህ ወገኖቼ እግዚአብሔር አደራ በሰጠኝ በሱ እንደ ልጅ እንደ ባሪያ በሆንበት ጉዳይ ታማኝ ሆነልለት ላይን ይፈልጋል
እንደ ናቹራል
በተፈጠረው እንኳን
if you are tenant in the house
በቤታችሁ አንድ ባሪያ አለች እንበል ወይም ባሪያ አላችሁ የሚታዘዛችሁ
and you refuse to pay your rent
ክፍያውን ለምሳሌ ለመክፈል እናንተ በትዘነጉ
what do you think will happen
ምንድን ነው የሚሆነው
landlord will throw you out isn't it
ቤታችሁን ጥሎ ነው የሚሄደው መታይለው
hallelujah
amen
you said this is my house come on sit down
ስለዚህ ወይም ደግሞ እናንተ ቀጥራችሁት ቢሆን ቤታችሁን አከራይታችሁት ቢሆን ያሰይ ቤታችሁን ወጋባይ ከፍላችሁ ቤቴን ፈልጋለሁ ልቀቅልኝ ነው የምትሉ
The Lord is coming back for his temple.
ጌታው ለመቅደሱ ይመጣል.
He's coming back for his house.
ይመጣል ወደ ቤቱ.
So this is my father's house.
ይሄ አባቴ ቤት ነው ብሎ ይመጣል.
You have changed it into something else.
እናንተ ግን የወንበዴው አሻረጋችሁት ሊል ይመጣል.
That was how Jesus made that whip.
ለዘነ ተውቀላቻችን ጀራፍ ጌታ ኢየሱስ ይዘው
drive out the merchants.
እነዛን ነጋዴዎችን ለዋጮችን ገለባብጦ ያስወጣው ገርፎ.
So they now during this period
በዚህ ጊዜ
the owner of the vineyard sent his servants
yoyinu geta achajochin ilekal
to go and get the fruit
indi sabasebulet mekeru
at each season
beyandandu kedim balnacho anet wokto
when in God's program when a season comes
bagziabher asarar yerasu yihone kedim balnacho azmara masabsebya woktochal
God raises up certain ministries
bagziabher etalaya agelglotin yasmesa
to begin to speak what is in the mind of God
bagziabher asabi yallawun emigelto agelgaya
There was a time the emphasis was repent and be born again.
ስለዚህ እግዚአብሔር ደግሞ በጊዜው ምን እንደ ንስሐ እንድንገባ ዳግም እንድንወለድ
And God raised up ministries and a great men and they preached.
በዛውስ ደግሞ እግዚአብሔር ታላላቅ ሰባኪዎችን አገልጋዮችን ሊያስነሳ ይችላል ወደዚህ ዑነት እንድንገባ.
There was a time when God wanted to bring forth the baptism of the Holy Spirit.
በጊዜው ደግሞ እንደዙ እግዚአብሔር በመንፈስ ቅዱስ ይሰራል ያጠምቃል ሊመራል ይሞላል.
So at each season God raises up a prophetic voice.
ስለዚህ በእያንዳንዱ እግዚአብሔር ልክ ቅድም እንዳልናቸው ወቅቶች የራሱ የሆነ ነገር ያደርጋል.
To bring forth a fruit in the lives of his
ስለዚህ ሁሉ ሰዎች በእግዚአብሔር መንፈስ ተነጥተው መንፈሳዊ ፍሬ እንድናፈራ.
Now at this time
በጊዜ
God says I will send my son.
ልጅን እልካለሁ ይላል
ክርስቶስ ነው የሚባለው
ጌታ ሰንበሩክ
How is God sending his son at this time?
እንዴት ነው እግዚአብሔር ልጅን ወደኛ የሚልከው በዛው?
God is also raising up a prophetic voice.
እግዚአብሔር በትንቢታዊ መልእክት ይናገራል.
He's now saying the church belongs to Jesus Christ.
አሁን ቤቱን ለባለቤቱ መልሶ አይነት ነው.
It does not belong to the pastor.
የመጋቢው አይደለም የጌታ አለ.
It doesn't belong to the bishop.
ለጳጳሱም አይደለም.
It doesn't belong to the man who claimed that he's a founder.
ዛጋ ደግሞ ነው መስራች ነው ለሚለውም አይደለም
the church belongs to Christ
ቤተ ክርስቲያን የክርስቶስ ናት
Christ the name of the Lord
ጌታ ስም ብሩክ ነው
now when this voice begins to come
ይሄ ድምጽ ነው ሲመጣ
it's going to be a problem
አንድ ችግር ይኖራል
this is a song
aha ይሄ ነው
let us silence this voice now
ስለዚህ ይሄ ድምጽ ጸጥ ይበል
and the church will not be our own
ስለዚህ የኛ ይሁን የሚሉ በስጋ ግብግብ ፈጥሩ
this is the issue we have to
ይሄ አሁን ችግሩ በዚህ ዘመን ይሄ ነው
the Lord says hand over to me
ጌታ ግን የኔ የሆነውን ወደኔ መልሱ ይያለ ነው በዚህ ዘመን
that is how John was great
ይሄ ነበር ያያችሁ ዮሐንስን ትልቅ ነው ያልነው መጥምቁ ዮሐንስ ራሱን ሳይሆን ሰዎችን ወደ ጌታ ይመራ ያሳይ ነበር ጌታ ሆይ ያው ያንተ ናቸው ወደ አንተ ነው ያሳየ ለከመዛሙርቱንም እንኳን ይሄው ወደ እሱን ተከተሉ ይላል
that is the lamb
ይሄ ነው በጉ ይላል
follow him
ተከተሉት ይላል
you know Jesus was among the crowd
ኢየሱስ ክርስቶስ ከዛ ሁሉ ከሚጋፋ
ሁሉ ጆን knew him
ኢየሱስን ብቻ ያውቅ በጥልቀት የነበረ ዮሐንስ
only John could say that's the person
ከዛ ከሚያጋፉ ከዛ ሰበስማህ ይሄ ነው ይመጣል ያልኳችሁ መሲሁ መንገዱን ያዘጋጀውለት ብሎ ለጥሎ በግሉ ያወቀው
the true ministry
ዮሐንስ ብቻ ነበር እውነተኛ አገልግሎት አሜን ክርስቶስን መጥሎ ያሳያል ክርስቶስን
ይገልጣል
ተከታሉ ይላል
even if it means my church will close down
ብዙም እንኳን ቤተክርስቲያን በቅርብ በሩቅ ቢሆን
follow him
ስንም
that is him
እሱ ብቻ ይገባል ለኔ
for God
ለእግዚአብሔር
as far as God is concerned
እግዚአብሔር ዋናው ዓላማ
that is the highest ministry
እግዚአብሔር ዋናው ዓላማው ይሄ ነው
it's greater than miracles
ትልቁ ነገሩ እግዚአብሔር ይሄ
ነው greater than signs and wonders
እግዚአብሔር ከኛ የሚፈልገው ተአምራትና ምልክት ብቻ አይደለም
see John did not do any miracle
ዮሐንስ እኮ ምንም ተአምር አላደረገም
but everything John said about this man is true
ነገር ግን ስለ ኢየሱስ ክርስቶስ በግልጽ የተናገረው ነገር ሁሉ እውነት ሆኖ ተፈጽሟል ተጽፏል
Praise the name of the Lord today.
Gita Sambruki.
Let me just recap one more and then close.
And in a galinagar nalataka.
Jesus said in the latter times.
Jesus Christus, when it are shall be there,
many shall come in my name.
His which was in him at Alu,
saying, I am Christ.
In a Christos in the Yarin at Alu.
He didn't say, I am Jesus.
In a Jesus name.
He said, I am Christ.
In a Christos name.
And we say that the word Christ is the Greek word Christos.
Christ in Milo, but Greekum send the Malaka, Christos in the Malak.
In the Hebrew, it means Messiah.
በተለይ በእብራይስጥ ደግሞ ስንመለከተው ደግሞ መሲህ ማለት
ነው። It means the anointed one.
የተቀባው ለማለት ነው።
So they were saying, I am anointed.
እኔ ተቀብቻለሁ እንደምናምን በዛ
ነው ማለት ነው።
እኔ እግዚአብሔር ሰው ነኝ።
I am a pastor.
እኔ መጋቢ ነኝ።
I am a bishop.
እኔ ጳጳስ ነኝ።
I am an apostle.
እኔ ሐዋርያ ነኝ።
I have the power.
ኃይል አለኝ።
I have the solution.
እኔ መፍትሄ አለኝ።
Come and see me.
እኔ
I will pray for you. Your problems are over.
ከጸለይኩልህ ነጻ ትወጣለህ።
I will see a vision for you.
ራእይ አይልሃል።
I will prophesy for you.
ተነብልሃል።
I thought you fall down on the ground.
And መሬት በበረከት ይሞላል።
I am anointed.
እኔ ተቀብቻለሁ ይላል።
This is the shall deceive me.
በዚህ ምክንያት ብዙዎችን ያታልላሉ ያስታሉ።
When the disciple says, Lord, how do we know the end of the time?
ጌታ ወይ እንደው አንተ መምጣትና መጨረሻው እንዴት እናውቃለን ብሎ ደቀ መዛሙርት ጠየቁት።
Said, don't let any man deceive you.
ማንንም ሰው እንዳያታልላችሁ ተጠንቀቁ አለ መለሰ።
It is my responsibility.
ይሄ የኔ ኃላፊነት።
To make sure that I am not deceived.
ላለመታለል የማን ምርጫ ነው? የግላችን የኔ ምርጫ።
You cannot blame anybody.
ማንንም ልንወቅስ አንችልም።
If you are deceived.
እኛ ከተታለለ በሌላው ከመናማኝ እኛኑ ራሳችንን ነው መጠበቅ።
Because Jesus said you have an anointing inside you.
ኢየሱስ ክርስቶስ እኮ በውስጣችሁ ልግባ ብሏል
አላ።
ስለዚህ ያ ሰው ተቀብቷል ካለ
you also have an anointing.
አንተም ተቀብተሃል።
And you can know the truth.
ስለዚህ እውነትንም ማወቅ
you can always pray.
ሁሌ መጸለይ
you can always hear God.
ሁሌ እግዚአብሔርን መስማት
remember there was a tower in that vineyard.
ቅድም ያልናችሁን ነገር በሆኑ አትክልት ላይ በከፍታ
if you used to climb up to that tower.
ከፍ ያለ ቦታ ላይ ሆኖ ከሩቅ ማየት በመንፈስ መጸለይ
your choice.
ይሄ የኛ ምርጫ ነው።
But if you climb up,
ወደ ላይ ከፍ ካል
you hear him.
እንሰማዋለን።
You see afar off.
ከሩቅ እና ያለን አንታለን።
You see what the devil is planning for you.
ሰይጣን ምን እቅድ እንዳለው ነው።
You have the ability.
ችሎታ እንዳለ በውስጣችን ያውቃል።
There is a war round about you.
የእግዚአብሔርን ቃል ብንሰማ ከኛ እንደሚሽሻል።
You do not need to fear spirits.
ስለዚህ የፍርሃትን ነገር እንዳይረጭብን።
Because you have a war of protection.
እግዚአብሔር የሚጠብቀን ከኛ ጋር አለ። እሱን እንስማ።
This is what the Lord is seeking to tell us.
God
is calling them.
Out
of the various groups that you see. And if you want to see God in sincerity and truth. You begin to meet like this.
And
seek God. God said if you seek me. You will find me.
Amen.
I am not far away. You don't need anybody.
ሌላ ቦታ ብዙ ግርግር ያስፈልጋችኋል ጥራኝ እመልስልሃለሁ እመልስልሃለሁ
seek me
ፈልጉኝ
you will find me
ታገኙኛላችሁ
praise the name of the lord
ያስመረከው ያለው ካቸው
አሜን
ጌታ ይባረክ
አሜን
ይገርማል